Ahead of the sunrise on this Friday morning, schools closed for Good Friday, and with families that are looking for what to do over the summer months and already beginning to plan out next school year in some cases, depending on whether or not you're redistricted in parts of St. John's County, for example. In Duval County, two elementary schools are facing likely changes. If your kid attends R.L. Brown or R.V. Daniels Elementary, the district is looking to consolidate those two into one. Action News Jack's Logan McDonald is live from R.L. Brown Elementary, and Logan, the district says this all centers around attendance in the two schools.
Yeah, with both schools having populations of less than 200 students each, both R.V. Daniels and R.L. Brown Elementary schools are well under capacity. Additionally, keeping kids at school here at R.L. Brown will require the school district to spend tax dollars to repair and upgrade it. Ultimately, the district decided financially the best plans to just consolidate the two schools, cutting construction and administrative costs. School board was supposed to hold a vote on the merger plan, but postponed it for the time being. No final decision has been made.
Logan, there were meetings held with the public through the course of this week, Tuesday and again on yesterday. Were they hearing mixed reaction from families?
Yeah, there were some mixed reactions, some frustration from parents as well. It's kind of being put on their plate towards the end of school choice as parents are making decisions about where their kids are going to go to school next year. Now suddenly finding out that maybe they'll have to change schools because of this consolidation. So certainly also the lack of a firm decision still so close to the end of the school year is part of the frustration as well from parents that they expressed at those meetings. But now a decision is expected Tuesday at the upcoming DCPS school board meeting. So parents should have those answers sooner rather than later.
As I understand it, R.L. Brown would be the building that would stay in operation there on the east side, but that would be a big impact because it's nearly 5 miles to the other. It's R.V. Daniels Elementary, so it's no longer a neighborhood school. How are they going to handle busing and that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's certainly one of the questions still to be answered once they kind of deliberate after this vote on Tuesday, as well as some of the construction and other things about, you know, operations, how this would look, how they would kind of would go about all this, what they would do with the building as well. That would no longer be needed after this consolidation. Certainly questions to be answered. The school board saying that those are things that will be discussed after they either approve or deny the move, certainly approve the move, possibly on Tuesday.
All right. Action News Jack's Logan McDonald with continuing live team coverage of this important story for families in our community. We'll obviously be following up next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.